Unspoken is a podcast hosted by Awino Awiti. It aims to take its listeners on a self-improvement journey by talking on relevant, relatable life topics that we all go through but are afraid to talk about. She also sits down with guests from different walks of life who share their journey in life and how to make an impact in whatever you're doing. So sit down, get comfortable, and get your cup of coffee or uji or tea or whatever makes you happy, and let's figure this thing called life one podcast at a time. Remember to follow us and engage with us on our social media platforms at Unspoken Podcast KE and at Awino Awiti. Catch all our episodes on Spotify and all audio streaming platforms. Hi, welcome to another episode of Unspoken. My name is Awino Awiti. This is episode 18. I'm so excited. So, and thank you. By the way, thank you for all the feedback I am getting, all the love that I am getting from you guys. The Unspoken community is really growing. Our audience is just growing. And I'm so happy. I'm so grateful for you guys. Thank you so much. Remember to also, if you have not listened to my previous episode, listen to them on Spotify and all audio streaming platforms. Anyway, I'm just happy for the support. Thank you. We're going to do big things here on Unspoken. Cindy, we're going to do big things. So you're done with. You're done in campus. What next? You remember back in primary and high school when you'll be asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? I remember myself, per se, when I was in primary, my class teacher would ask me, what do you want to be? And then I will stand up and say, I want to be a neurosurgeon. And then another classmate would say, I want to be an engineer. Another one would say, I want to be a pilot. Another one would say, I want to be an air hostess. So look at us. We are all grown up now. And time to finally achieve those dreams of yours. Those dreams of ours that we had when we were still young. We still had those big dreams. It's time. We are all grown up now. It's time for us to achieve our dreams. So school is done. What next? Time to finally call that uncle of yours. You have that uncle of yours. I think everybody has that uncle or auntie, but mostly it's always uncles who promise you jobs, who tell you, you just finished school, I'll get you a job. Tebu try calling that uncle of yours and here to Kenya tasema. Time to go back to where you're not achi. And they told you, we maliza shule, ready to kupe kazi. Jokes on me, I'm a jokes on you. We, tebu try and go there with a scavenger to kombia. So, time when reality hits you so hard. Reality na kugonga. Where reality hits you so hard. And you realize, this is the time when you realize, everything you do, every decision that you make in life, it's on you, Wana. It's on you. Because growing up, our parents used to make for us our decisions. But now, you're a fully grown up adult. What happens in your life, it's on you, girl. It's on you, my friend. It's on you. And it's so scary. It can be so scary. But kuna watu wamefanya and they've succeeded. Kwani you're the first adults. We are not the first set of adults. Cynthia, we are not. So, we'll be okay. You will be okay. Usi tense. Don't be so scared. You will be okay and we'll be okay. I know someone out there is probably listening to this podcast and thinking, Udem si... See, she got her life figured out. Oh, damn. See, Sinikajanza. No. Imagine I'm just like you. You might think that, this chick, manze, she got her life figured out. She got her life planned out. No, I'm sorry to disappoint. If you're thinking like that, okay, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I'm just like you, by the way. In fact, I finished campus about a month ago, if I'm not wrong. At Maseno University about a month ago. So, if you're confused, I'm also confused. If you've finished Canvas and you're confused, I'm also confused as you. But that's why I'm here. I am here for you, Undo. Sikuwe confused sana. Sindio, I'm here to help us figure things out one day at a time. Sindio, I'm here to help us. Tusikuwe less confused. Remember, at back in high school, when you finished high school, and then you'll think that I remember us to quote number two. When you're done in high school, you're going to the outside world. Where that was a lie. That was a lie. They lied to us. Because we were still a student. We are still under our parents' shield. Sindo. But now we are fully grown adults. Now we are going to the outside world. Now we're going to the corporate world, and it can be scary because it's our first time, because now I think you'll start being independent. So it's our first time, but no, I'm here to help us. Things will be okay. We'll be okay. Don't worry. Don't get in your head so much. Things will be okay. I'm here to help us figure things out. As you anticipate life, probably you're probably anticipating life. Ah, campus is done. I'm done with school. No more cuts. No more exams. No more CD projects. Eh, but campus is one hell of a place. In fact, before I start, if you're listening to this podcast and you finished school, atakama ikwe years ago, not necessarily this year or any or in the near, not necessarily this year, but if you just finished campus maybe in previous years, in the past years, ama you're just like me who finished a month ago. Kai, congratulations, by the way. Congratulations from me to you. Imagine congratulations. Imagine you have achieved a huge milestone. Come to think of it, how many people, just think of it, watu wangapi when you started your campus, when you were in first year, mulikuwa wangapi kwa class yenu? How many were you? And now when you finished fourth year, how many are you? Just think about that. Many people start but they don't finish. Many people start but they don't finish campus. But here you are. You've survived all those 4 years or 5 years in campus. And umemaliza all those cuts, all those projects you fanyad and you finished. Congratulations. You are a hero and you don't even know it yet. Because it's a huge milestone. For me, it's a huge milestone. Because there are a lot of challenges. You go through a lot of things in campus that you even don't speak about. But to finish. So, before you even start playing on you on this podcast, congratulations. If no one has told you, you have achieved a milestone. And you are going places. So, as you anticipate that life without cuts, without exams, reality slowly checks in. Where? Reality knocks at your door. Reality slowly checks in. And it's so scary. And you realize that a lot of things are going to change in your life. Wow, wow, wow. A lot of things are going to change in your life. And your life are going to be altered significantly from the life you lived for the past 20 years. Because for the past 20 years, you've been a student, of course. From kindergarten to primary school to high school to now campus. Just been a, like I previously said, you have been your parents' shield. So, like, your parents have been making most of your decisions, most of your life decisions for you. So, now, the ball is in your court, by the way. It's your time. It's your time to shine. Someone will say it's your time to shine. But you see times, I hope, don't worry too much. Don't get in your head so much. You'll be okay. Kwani, we are not the first people to finish. Sindio? Many people have finished and they have succeeded. So, don't you worry. So, like I said earlier, so of course there's some major changes to expect. Life will not just be the same when you malizad high school or you malizad primary. No, something are going to change. Like, the first thing maybe to expect change is decreased support from the people you depended on. Your parents or your guardians. Remember those two chums, little pocket money that your parents used to send you when you're in campus in high school. Hey, utazionia kwa umbali sahi. Now that you're done with campus, they'll be rarely sending you money. Your parents will be rarely sending you money. Because now they know you're a grown-up adult. So, they expect you, kwa mjanta, they expect you that you're grown-up, you have to now wake up and hustle your way. Well, it's so scary. But, of course, they'll be chipping in one way or another to support you. But at some point, they'll even start expecting you to send them money. Even your siblings will be looking up to you. If you have younger siblings, they also be looking up to you to guide them and to also chip in and help them. So that is another one change to expect. Another change to expect when you're done in campus is increased expectations from people. Where people out there will really expect a lot from you. This one has finished university, so they expect you to do what? But hey, one thing, manze. Don't let people's expectation get into your head. Little tip, do not let people's expectations get into your head. Imagine, move at your own pace. Kila mtu na time yake, just move at your own pace. Everybody has their own time. Everybody has their own clocks. You know, like someone, maybe there are people who will finish school and get jobs immediately or get something to do immediately. And there are people who will finish school and get into business. Something, people are different. So, everyone has their own time. So, move with your own pace. See, don't compare yourself to people. People expect you to get a job, start working, support yourself. And if you have younger siblings, like I mentioned, they will start looking up to you for support. Like I said, don't let people's expectations pressure you. Live your life. Live your life at your own pace. Single. The third major change to expect on your campus is finding a job. Hey, in this jobless economy of ours, in this Kenya of ours, you will be expected to find a job. This is the time where you've probably updated your CV, you have started sending your CVs and sending your job applications to different companies. But truth be told, jobs are so scarce nowadays in this Kenya of ours. But be positive, everything will work out. Another fourth major change to expect on Sudanid campus is transition to a different town or location. And you'll be adapting to a new community. Since previously you've been a student all your life for the past 20 years. So most of your friends are students or old schoolmates. So now, of course, you expect to meet other people from different ventures or from different walks of life, doing different things and make connections while you're at it. So having told you some of the challenges you might experience after school, let me share with you how to overcome some of these challenges. How to overcome them. So I gathered a few things that you can review and start doing after university. The first one on my list, spend some time back at home. My friend, if you can go back at home after campus, please do. Akienda, please do. Don't usikwe na haraka. Don't be in such a hurry to move out of home. Do not, please. If you can go back home, please do. Please do. Returning home after university is a great way to compose your thoughts. Just relax, because campus was one hell of a ride. So if you can go back home, go and compose your thoughts and look for jobs while at it and consider your opinions while in a comfortable, cost-effective setting. Use this time to network with local businesses in your field, connect with other graduates and update your CV while at it. Also use this time to rest and rejuvenate kindly, because just relax. You can just go home and even relax for 1, 2, or 2 months or 3 months. If you can go home, please, that's the first thing I'll advise you to do. If you're still not independent, please go home. Just go home and relax. But little tip, while at it, do not get into your comfort zone. The best thing that I will tell you on this one, do not get into your comfort zone. Hey, usiende to home sasa ukai. Sasa you're comfortable. You're being provided for everything. If you get comfortable, you will not get things going in your life. You'll not be having things going on in your life. And you'll find other people are doing things and you're just getting comfortable. The comfort zone is the worst place to be, by the way. Well, even while you're at home resting, go out, meet people, apply for jobs, do part-time jobs and get busy. No. The second tip, find an internship. Internships are loved and hated at the same time. Majorly, people don't want to hear about internship. Majorly because you can easily get yourself one, of course, and also because most of them do not pay. So, however, internships are one of the best ways to gain some experience in a specific field. They may result in a better CV, recommendation letters, and even a full-time position after the internship. I know most people don't like hearing about internships, but internships are a good way to update your CV, and it's a good nini. First, the best thing is to get an internship in our created field that maybe you'd like to work in someday. So this will be a good opportunity for you to network and also it's a good learning experience for you, so that when you get a job permanently, you're good to go. So little tip on this one, try and find an internship where it's cost effective, so that you don't get yourself that you're using a lot of transport. The transport you're using to get to and from the internship place, internship location, is just putting a huge dent on your pocket. The third one is turn your passion into a job. Use the skills you've developed throughout your university years, such as communication, work ethic, time management, and critical thinking, to invent in your passion and turn it into a job. For example, if your passion is art, consider selling your work. Because nowadays we've seen that a lot of people, passion pays. If you do something you love and monetize it, find something you love. Of course, now I think we have all found something that we love. Find something you love and monetize it. monetize it and find a way to earn money. It will be so nice. It is so fulfilling to earn money from your passion, from something you love doing that makes you happy. It's so fulfilling. So go and find something you love and find a way to monetize it. The fourth one, start your own business. If you've got a passion and a business idea, that can be a great time to start your own business. Although it won't be easy, of course, but a detailed plan and a well-built website and an excellent work ethic will set you up on the path to entrepreneurship. Because we're all not meant to be doing the 9-to-5 job. Not all of us are meant to be doing the 9-to-5 job. The people who will succeed in the 9-to-5 job workplace and the people who will succeed in doing business. So, people are different. Like I said, Klamtu has their own timeline. We all have our own timeline. Everyone is different. We are different. Everyone has their own timeline. So someone can be successful in their job. Other people can be successful in their business. So find your niche. Find a niche. If you can do business, plan well, consult with the right people, and you will be successful in your business. You will be successful in your business. Little tip on this one. Know the power of starting small. Just know the power of starting small and allow room for growth. Because many a times, people have business ideas. You find someone has a well-planned business idea. But when you ask someone, why have not started this business? I say, for me to start this business, I need to get maybe some money. I need to get maybe 200K to start this business. And when you get that 200K, because you don't have a plan, you don't have a plan of getting the 200K, so you'll not start the business because you can't get the 200K. Instead of you planning and say, I can start small, maybe I can start this business with like a 10K or maybe a 20K and get the and expand while the years go on. So there is great power in starting small. Even these huge businesses that you see out there, they started small. Akuna business, ilianza to, like, they opened a big company once. For a good example, Netflix. Netflix started selling CDs. Netflix, these two CD tapes. Netflix was selling tapes and CDs. And look now, Netflix is such a big company. Amazon, like Jeff Bezos of Amazon the other day was saying, like, how he started small. And now it's a huge company and is one of the richest men in the world. So acknowledge the power of starting small. Acknowledge the power of starting small. Don't just sit there. Acknowledge the power of starting small and allow room for growth and improvement and room for learning. And while at it, make room for mistakes, because you'll make a lot of mistakes in the way. But you are here. That's why you're here, to learn on the way and grow. The fifth one, volunteer work. You can opt to spend time doing volunteer work in an organization of your choice. Volunteering is an excellent way to enhance your CV and set yourself apart from other graduates. I know people don't like hearing about volunteering, but actually volunteering is so nice. Actually, it fulfills you. And while volunteering, it helps you develop transferable skills like communication, empathy, time management, and adaptability. It may also help you to it may also lead to a paid position if you volunteer well and just do a good job. The organization might keep you and start paying you. So I know. So go out there and look for volunteering opportunities. Don't just wait there for a paying job and then you're doing nothing about it. Start volunteering, because while you're even volunteering, it's a good place. It's a good way for you to network. You'll meet people, network, and it's a good learning experience. So go out there and look for volunteering experiences. The sixth one, find seasonal work. If you're passionate about a seasonal activity, like farming is a seasonal activity. If you're passionate about farming and you know one or two things and you know things about farming, imagine go and farm. Don't go with an attitude that I'm a graduate, I'm a university student, I can't do that at whoa is the lima because you've learned. No, don't go. Like I said, ego ekambali. Speaking of ego, I have an episode on ego. I talked about ego in one of my podcast episodes. If you have not listened to it, kindly go. kindly go and check it out on my previous episodes. So, usikuwa ego, don't be humble and be open-minded, by the way. Be open-minded. Be ready to learn and look at challenges as opportunities. So, if you can go out there and do farming, imagine go and do farming. Because here, I just learned, farmers eat big. If the people eat big in this country, farmers eat big, because food is a basic need. We have to eat daily. So if you can go out and do farming, go and do farming. Number 7, pursue a part-time job. Answer money. If you can get a part-time job while networking, go and look for a part-time job and earn some money. A little tip on this, while you're working, save as much as you can. Even if it's a little per day, save as much as you can. There's great power in saving. I know most people finish campus with these plans. Oh, it's not bad to have a plan. In fact, it's so good to have a plan. But you'll find someone, amemaliza shule, and you have so much plans. Maybe you finished school when you're 23 years. And then you've planned by 24, I want to have got a job. By 25, I want to live in this and this such a house. By 26, I want to drive this and this such a car. By 27, I want to, relax. Imagine relax. As much as you're making plans, make realistic plans. As much as you have goals, hope your goals are realistic. Make realistic goals, achievable goals with a timeline. You may have a lot of things you'd like to do after university, and it's good. It's good to set yourself goals to motivate you. But, however, make sure these goals are sensible, realistic, and actually attainable. Otherwise, you're setting yourself up for failure before you even started. Make realistic goals. Look for the little wins every day and take this time to patch yourself. If you do something good, take time to appreciate yourself. Gratitude. I spoke on gratitude on one of my episodes. If you've not listened to it, kindly, after listening to this episode, go and check out that episode. I spoke on gratitude. How to appreciate the little wins, how to appreciate the small wins. Take it easy on yourself. As much as I'm making these goals, make them realistic so that you don't end up falling into depression because you've not achieved these and just pressuring yourself and getting so much into your head. So as much as I'm making these goals, make them realistic and take one day at a time. Celebrate your small wins. Take it easy on yourself. Pat yourself on the back. Like I said, you are a hero. You have achieved a huge milestone. You have finished university. You have achieved a great milestone. So pat yourself on the back and take it easy on yourself. I'm introducing a new segment here on Unspoken. The segment is called Song of the Week. There's Song of the Week. There's Business of the Week. And maybe Movie of the Week. Because the people who approached me on my Instagram account and they DM'd me and told me that it's a good platform for me to advertise businesses, even small businesses. You want me to advertise a small business, it's a good platform. So speaking of Song of the Week, here is my Song of the Week. It's a Kenyan song, by the way. It's a Kenyan song by Brandy Maina. The song is called Dark Skin. I really love it. I love the message. I love the song.
Like a locomba, baby, turn around and pull up to me bumper. Your skin smooth like jojoba. Ati wanna fanya nini, wana ogopa. Dark skin na nachota, melanin alova. Nobody can boka. Well, let me try sometime back in November. They really didn't think I would remember. Sahi, my confidence in my rise. I never used to be like this before. I used to be so damn insecure. I did go a dark skinny lana. Hey, that's why we can love. Nothing ever sweet like coco. Get on the dance floor, make them loco. You say you like a locomba. You turn around and pull up to me bumper. Your skin smooth like jojoba. Ati wanna fanya nini, wana ogopa. Dark skin na nachocha, melanin alova. Nobody can boka. You say you like olokomba. You turn around and pull up to me bumper. Your skin smooth like jojoba. Ati wanna fanya nini, wana ogopa. Dark skin na nachocha, melanin alova. Nobody can boka.
The way you walk, how you talk, it's evident. Black is the beauty, so morphe them. You are a star, brown skin, unang, una kill. Oh, show them who you are.
loco, 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 mba. You like that toto, toto. Like that toto, toto, toto star. You like all loco. Like all loco, 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 mba. You like that toto, toto. Like that toto, toto, toto star. You like all loco. Like all loco, 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 mba. You like that toto. Like that toto, toto, toto star. You like all loco. Like a loco, 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 mba. You like that toto. Like that toto, toto star.
I love this song. I love that song. It's so nice. So nice. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed making it. And I hope you learned one or two things on this episode. Remember, you can also listen to my previous podcast episodes on Spotify and all audio streaming platforms. You can just type Unspoken by Awina Awit. You'll find all my previous episodes and be updated. Also interact with me on my socials at Awino Awiti and at Unspoken Podcast KE. Thank you for all the feedback. Thank you for all the support. I'm so happy. Thank you. The community is growing. Our audience is so growing. I'm so happy. Thank you for all the support. Thank you for the love. Thank you so much. I guess I will see you on the next episode. Bye.
You're ready, but I'm unspoken. You're amazing, and you shine a light on me. And you're ready, but I'm unspoken.